Hey guys, my name is Lisa M. Waring, and this is Real Talk, a podcast where I discuss movies and TV more extensively and how art imitates life, imitates art. Our theme this month is movies about luck. I put out a poll, you guys all voted, and the lucky winner was the 2010 comedy Lottery Ticket. This movie is about a young guy living in the projects who, you guessed it, wins the lottery, but he can't cash it in for 3 days. So, hijinks ensues. Shall we dive in? Spoilers ahead. Let's get into it. It's summertime. People are outside. They're having fun. They're enjoying themselves. And the whole hood is buzzing because the jackpot is $370 million. Well, about $280 million after taxes. Uncle Sam gonna get his. People are standing in long lines at the store for just a chance to get the winning ticket. It's such a big deal, you got the local news station outside asking people what they would do if they won the money. You have your usual answers, you know, give to charity, go shopping, quit your job. One guy says that he would buy an all-white Versace suit. You're allowed to dream a little bigger, my dude. We're introduced to Kevin, played by a little Bow Wow, you just don't know, Shad Moss. He's getting his work clothes ready for the day. He works at Foot Locker, and he's a bit of a sneakerhead. His closet is stacked full of sneakers. His best friend Benny shows up and lets him know that there are a lot of hot women outside just walking around. But Benny is focused on work. He kisses his grandma. He's about to walk out the door, but she stops him because she wants him to play her numbers. She had a dream and she's pretty sure she's got the winning numbers. She also tells him he needs to get a girlfriend and she'd like to see him with that nice church-going girl, Stacy. Nah, grandma ain't even like that. We just friends. We'll see. He leaves with Benny and they start walking out and run right into Samaj. R.I.P. Charlie Murphy. Samaj starts giving them all the gossip.
First of all, it's not gossip. It's information.
My bad. Information. He tells them that Lorenzo just got out of prison and they might want to keep their head on a swivel and stay away from the basketball courts. Lorenzo is the Debo of the neighborhood. Basically a thug and a bully. Kevin stops off at Mr. Washington's place. The man lives in the basement and never comes outside. He passes the money through the window to Kevin to buy him some things. His hand is the only glimpse we ever get. We don't even know what he looks like. His friend Benny thinks he's a serial killer. I could see that. They walk to their friend Stacy's house, pick her up, and continue on. We're getting a pretty nice tour of the neighborhood. Then the guys see Nikki Swayze, the project hottie, walking down the sidewalk with her dog. The boys' mouths are hanging open. While me and Stacy are both rolling our eyes. I have a feeling I know where this is going. Benny, like a good wingman, encourages Kevin to go talk to Stacy. So he does. And he is tripping and stuttering all over his words. His game is rather weak. Hang in there, Kev. It'll get better. Nikki ends up giving him her bag of dog crap and then gets in the car with Bill Bellamy? But Bellamy ends up throwing a jab at the guys and drives away. Straight played. Rough. They keep walking. And who do they run into? Lorenzo. Didn't Samaj tell your asses to stay away from the basketball courts? Lorenzo calls them over and squeezes a basketball until it pops to intimidate them. I think it's working. I'm definitely concerned. Lorenzo tells Kevin to hook him and his friends up with 3 pairs of Jordans each. Then he sits down and starts reading a newspaper. Remember those? Now Kevin is stuck trying to figure out how to get 9 pairs of Jordans to these dudes. I know he ain't making that much at Foot Locker. The three of them, Kevin, Benny, and Stacy, continue walking. They all just graduated, and although Kevin would love to go to design school, he doesn't have the money, and he can't leave his grandmother. Kevin gets to work, and his manager informs him that he is 14 minutes late. Pretty sure Nikki cost him about 5. He tends to a customer as they both admire these $5,000 limited edition Air Force Ones. Kevin is obsessed. 2 things. 1, I cannot fathom paying that much for sneakers. And 2, I cannot fathom paying that much for sneakers that are ugly. Sorry, but they are. Lorenzo drops by with his friends. Uh-oh. He's asking for help and the manager comes over. Hold up. Is that Bill Bellamy on the TV? Was this a music video or a commercial? Dude is everywhere. Anyway, Lorenzo asks for Kevin to come and service him. That sounded kind of naughty, actually. Lorenzo asks Kevin to come over and hook him up. So Kevin gets some shoes together, and then Lorenzo and his boys walk right out the store, and the sensors start going off. The police arrive and arrest Lorenzo and his friend. Lorenzo says the shoes were a gift from Kevin. Just ask him. So they look over to Kevin. Oh, word? These were a gift? And Kevin's like, no, I never said that.
Dead man. Hear me?
Dead man!
Head on a swivel, Kevin. Head on a swivel. And then his manager fires him. What? I just got my life threatened and you gonna fire me? For all that, I should let him take the damn shoes. Do y'all think Kevin left the sensors on the shoes on purpose so that Lorenzo would get in trouble out the door? Kevin meets up with Stacy in the food court for lunch. He's pretty down. He opens his fortune cookie and it says, "Many a false step is made by standing still." What? Maybe I'm just not deep enough to get it. Kim doesn't get it either. He's about to tear it up and throw it away, but Stacy, she convinces him to keep it. She says it's bad luck. On his way home, Kevin stops by the store and gets his grandmother's lottery ticket.
Kale, what's happening?
The store owner is T-Pain. Lots of cameos in this movie. Kevin doesn't play the lottery. He thinks it's a waste of time, but T-Pain convinces him to get a ticket for himself. So he decides to use the numbers on the back of the fortune that he got from lunch. Kenny gets back to the neighborhood and Benny tells him that everyone is talking about what happened between him and Lorenzo at the Foot Locker. How do they even know? They're saying that he set up Lorenzo and got him busted and then snitched. Kevin's like, that's not what happened, isn't it? Even his grandmother heard about what happened with Lorenzo. You don't need video cameras in this neighborhood. The people do the work for you. The next day, Kevin and his grandmother are watching the television, and they see T-Pain talking to a reporter because he just sold the winning ticket to somebody and they got to come down and claim it. Kevin checks the numbers and realizes, oh snap, I got the winning ticket. The ticket he almost didn't buy. He tells his grandmother, mistake. Mm-mm. They start celebrating, jumping, and dancing around. Grandmother grabs the phone. She ready to make some calls and tell everybody. Hold up, grandma. Kevin stops her. Tells her, no. We need to keep this on the hush, hush. Just me and you. No one else needs to know. His grandma agrees. Kevin and Benny take the bus downtown. Kevin hasn't told Benny anything yet. So Benny's looking at him like, why are you acting weird? And where are we going? Kevin passes him a newspaper and shows him the ticket. Benny puts two and two together and almost blows up their spot with excitement. They get to the lottery district office, walk in. There's really nobody there. And they talk to the janitor and find out that the place is closed for the 4th of July holiday and doesn't open up until Tuesday. Today is Saturday.
How much shit can happen in 3 whole days?
Yeah, a lot can happen in 3 whole days. Like your grandmother getting a visit from Samaj, slipping up and telling him about the lottery ticket. The neighborhood gossip.
First of all, it's not gossip. It's information.
Not now, Samaj. By the time Kevin and Benny get back to his crib, half the neighborhood is there. They start immediately pitching him business ideas, asking for handouts, and it is overwhelming. So Benny and Kevin run, and everyone starts chasing after them. They jump inside Benny's window and hide. They decide to pretend that the ticket is fake. But when they go back outside, everyone is cheering Kevin's name on. And remember, he was just the neighborhood snitch, but now he's getting love. So they decide to just roll with it and accept it for what it is. A few of the neighborhood dudes instantly gather around him and become his new entourage. Stacy hears about the ticket and comes by. Kevin pulls her aside and tells her that the winning numbers came from the fortune cookie that she told him to keep. Stacy's like, where's my cut? I know she's joking, but he better break her off a little something. They start talking and she tells him, now you don't have to even worry about design school. You can just open up your own shoe company. Kevin is hesitant. He's not sure if he's going to do it or wants to do it. But she tells him, don't worry, I got you. Then here comes Nikki Swayze. Remember her? She apologizes for how she treated him yesterday. She's always been into him. She just didn't know how to act. Kevin, please tell me you're not falling for this. Please. She tells him that he can take her out later and leaves. His entourage is patting him on the back and cheering him on. Not Stacy. She gives him a reality check.
It is so obvious. The only reason she came over here is because she heard about your ticket.
The girl ain't into you. She into your money. The entourage tells her to stop hating. She tells him, do what you want, and she leaves. But Kevin can't even really celebrate because he may have won the lottery, but he ain't got the cash, the moolah, the dinero, the green, the dough. How many other names do we have for money? So his entourage brings him to some shady mobster dude named Sweet Tea, who loans him $100,000 in cash in a leather bag just to hold him over until he gets his ticket winnings. So Kevin does the responsible thing and puts the money away and focuses on keeping a low profile until Tuesday. Psych! Sweet Tea lets him use his driver and his Hummer for the weekend. He spends the money like he's a big baller in a music video. He and his entourage go shopping. They're buying jewelry, electronics, playing games, just tossing money everywhere. Just making it rain everywhere they go. Then Kevin visits his old job at Foot Locker. The manager tries to disrespect him, but they flex the cash and buy out the store. I know some of y'all would love to do that with your bosses. Honestly, I've been lucky enough that I've worked for good people and I haven't had a horrible boss that I can recall. He also buys the ugly, expensive Air Force Ones. Why? He picks up Nikki in his Hummer limo and Stacy's outside and sees them getting in. She looks kind of hurt. Nikki catches her eye and gives her the stink eye. She is some kind of heifer. At dinner, Nikki talks about some of the ballers that she's been with. LeBron James, Jay-Z. She's dropping some names. They go back to her place where she is putting the moves on our boy. Like, she got the matching undergarments, if you know what I'm saying. She ready to go. But Kevin doesn't want to do it without a condom because he doesn't want to be a father when he's not ready. Nikki's like, it's okay. What would be so bad about us having a baby? Well, he already told you he's not ready, ma'am. So Nikki gets upset because this was her plan all along, was to get pregnant. Kevin isn't up for the plan, so she kicks him out of her house. He's walking by Mr. Washington's basement when he invites him inside. He's never been inside. We see for the first time, it's Ice Cube in old man makeup, kinda. He tells Kevin he used to be a boxer and he wasn't that good at first, but he loved boxing and kept at it and got better. And he got a little bit of success and a little bit of money and he was enjoying his life. But then right outside his house, he got robbed and shot, ended his whole career. He tells Kevin it's the neighborhood. Somebody needs to change it. Kevin attends church with his grandmother the next day, where his pastor is wildin', okay? The man wants an upgrade in every aspect of his life. New church, new house, new wife. And he's counting on Kevin's money to help him. Before Kevin can say anything, Benny bursts through the door and tells him Lorenzo's out of jail. And he's coming for him. Get out. He's coming right now. Who let this out of jail? Kevin starts running when he gets trapped in an alley by Lorenzo. Terry Crews shows up. Did I already mention that Terry Crews is the driver that Sweet Tea allowed him to use for the weekend with the Hummer? Terry Crews shows up to rescue him, but he's not as tough and rough as he looks. So Lorenzo's able to beat the brakes off him. It's the distraction that Kevin needs and he's able to get away for now. Kevin feels like everyone is just coming for him and wanting things from him and he's in a really bad headspace right now. So much so that he turns on Benny, his friend, and they get into a big fight.
I'm tired of this, man. I'm sick of worrying about wet cars. I'm sick of worrying about the government. I can't eat. I'm broke, nigga. I'm broke.
He ends up at Stacy's house feeling lost. She makes him a sandwich and tells him that he was wrong and should apologize to Benny. He asks her what she would do if she won the lottery. She tells him that she would give back to the community, that she would use it to help people. Rappers are always repping their hoods, but are they really helping? Some are. Some are. Then she asked him what happened on his date with Nikki. He told her, nothing. She is not the girl for me. But you know what? You are the girl for me. Duh! But Stacy ain't trying to hear him. She is not nobody's second choice. She tells him to leave. But he kisses her, and then she kisses back, and then they start making out. And then they head into her room. It's getting spicy. Then her mama come home. And he gotta sneak out the window. But guess who's waiting outside the window? Lorenzo. And he knocks Kevin out cold. Steals his ticket and his shoes and leaves. Honestly, he did you a favor with the shoes, Kevin. Them joints are ugly. Kevin wakes up to find himself in Mr. Washington's basement. He's mad, he's upset. But Mr. Washington tells him, a couple of words of wisdom. Go back to what started all this in the first place. In that moment, Kevin doesn't know what he means. He goes back to Benny and apologizes. They make up and they're boys again. They come up with a plan to get the ticket back. Then Tweety shows up. He heard about what happened with Terry Crews, and he told Kevin, don't worry, I'm going to keep an eye on you. I'm going to be around. Make sure you good.
From now on, wherever you go, I go.
Kevin still owes him $100,000. Kevin spent all that money in one day. And he ain't got that winning ticket no more. If Tweety doesn't get his money back, he's gonna have to break some kneecaps. So Kevin thinks about what Mr. Washington told him about what started all the mess. And Kevin comes up with a plan. He goes to the store and buys another ticket matching the same numbers. Then he goes to Samaj and tells him that the ticket that Lorenzo got is a fake. And Samaj does what he always does. He spreads information. It's the 4th of July and the whole hood is out. Barbecuing, having a party. It's a big block party. News gets back to Lorenzo about the fake ticket and he shows up angry.
I'm gonna beat your ass till I get tired, and I ain't never gonna get tired.
Then Sweetie pops up and throws Lorenzo into a table. He thinks he's got him. Except it's Lorenzo that's got him. By the nethers. And he squeezes and squeezes until he hears a crunch. It's bad. I don't even have nethers. And I was feeling it for the guys. Then he comes for Kevin and decks him. Kevin gets up. He's got heart. But Lorenzo's a beast and just decks him to the floor. Then out of nowhere, Mr. Washington shows up and uppercuts Lorenzo up into the air. It's lights out. Kevin gets his ticket, signs the back of it, which is what he's supposed to do originally. So you guys make sure you do that. And cashes his check and gets his money. He builds a park for his community. He makes Mr. Washington the head of security. You better. And starts a whole foundation to help fund people and their businesses, scholarships for schools. And he also starts his own sneaker line, his shoe company. Then him, his best friend Benny, and his girl Stacy hop on his personal helicopter and fly away. Roll credits. My thoughts. This movie was a nice reminder of how much people were not glued to their phones in 2010. It felt odd seeing newspapers everywhere. When's the last time you even had a newspaper? It was weird, but good weird. Brian T. Jackson, Terry Crews, T-Pain, Mike Epps were all highlights of the film and had me rolling. I did not expect to laugh at T-Pain's lines. The dude is funny.
You just gonna come in here and ruin everybody today? Your vibe is just ignorance today. It's how you spell ignorance. Y-O-U.
I wonder what Brandon T. Jackson's up to these days. It'd be nice to see him on screen again. Shad Moss, aka Bow Wow, didn't give the strongest performance, but he was surrounded by some good talent that helped carry the film and keep me engaged. His character, Kevin, is raised by his grandmother, and there's not really any backstory on what happened with his parents, which I'm totally fine with. A lot of the time, movies revolving around black characters in the projects tend to emphasize the tragic backstory, which is important for character development, but if it doesn't have anything to do with the plot, Kevin's initial view on the lottery system is that it's designed to keep poor people poor by selling them false dreams. There's some validity in that. I remember a long time ago hearing about somebody who purchased $6,000 worth of lottery tickets. I can't remember what the jackpot was at the time, but they didn't win anything. If you have $6,000 to buy lottery tickets, you don't need to win the lottery. They could have invested that money elsewhere and got a much better return. I mean, it's your money. I'm just saying. I'm also not bashing anyone who plays the lotto. And I'm not saying I've never bought a ticket, because I have. I just personally don't like to gamble. Correction. I don't like to gamble with money. I gamble a lot with time. I always think I can do more than I can in the time that I'm given. Let's talk about Nikki Swayze. She told Kevin that he already had his lottery ticket. Her body was her lottery ticket. Unfortunately, the only way she felt like she could level up her social status was to have a baller's baby. Let's not pretend this is exclusive to the hood. This mentality exists on every facet of the social hierarchy system. The movie makes a good point. If your only hope of success is winning the lottery or getting pregnant by a rich person, what does that mean for how you see yourself, your talent, and your abilities?
You won the lottery!
Honestly, if I won the lottery, not even my own grandmother would know. Until the money was safely in my possession. I feel like most of Kevin's problems in the movie could have been solved if he had just taken some of Sweet T's money and checked into a hotel for 3 days. Don't come out till Tuesday. That's what I would have done. Low profile. Whatever happened to Lorenzo, by the way? I know that he got knocked out, but then what? Did he go to jail? What happened? I know he didn't die. What do you guys think about the movie? Did you enjoy it? Did you like it? Did you find it funny? What would you do if you won $370 million? Basically 280 something after taxes. And what do you think happened to Lorenzo? Let me know in the comments. Let's talk about it. Our next month's theme is one of my favorite genres, heist movies. As always, I pull out a poll with some movie options and you guys will decide which one I go with. Look out for the poll when I drop it next month on April 12th. I'll get the results and return on April 29th to give you the review. If you enjoyed hanging out with me, please hit that like button, subscribe, ring that notification bell so you can always be up to date on what's going on. For the access to episodes, exclusive content, perks, and bonuses, check out my Patreon, NXT Global Productions, and become a part of the community. We're also on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Links are in the caption. Later!